Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness, you know what happens when you hear that music. Absolutely you do. You know that we are live because this is a Friday. This is either the first or the third Friday of the month, and when that happens at 7 p.m. Eastern, you are tuned in to the Mind-Blowing Tana Alonza Show. That's right, the Mind-Blowing Tana Alonza Show live the first and third Friday of every month here at 7 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. We would like it very, very much if you would follow this program. So you go to blogtalkradio.com/ The Mind Blowing Tana Alonza Show, and you can set your schedule to jive with Tana's schedule so that you can always be reminded of when the show is live. You can also find out our live call-in number, and I'll give that to you right now. It is 347-989-1719. 347-989-1719. Give us a shout so that you can speak to our girl Tana here live this evening, which is the 6th day of February, 2015. And ladies and gentlemen, Tana Alonza is in the house.
Well, hello and good evening, everybody. I want to thank you. This is your girl, Tana Alonza, in the house. And I want to thank everybody and tell you I appreciate you for tuning in and supporting me and calling. And the callers who's going to be asking me questions and the listeners who's going to just listen and see what I got to give. And we're in this here 6th day of February 2015 on a Friday, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And I want to give a shout out to my mama Sita. She just had a birthday, my Aquarius, January 30th, okay? So she's getting finer, like fine wine, okay? And my aunt Mildred, she turned another day older. I think it was the fifth, I think it was. So what I want to say is happy birthday to all my Aquariuses in January and in February, okay? And we're going to have a good time tonight. We're going to party. We're going to joke. We're going to laugh. I'm going to try to answer as many people's questions as I can, do that little mini reading. And, you know, we're going to have some flavor to it. And I'm going to try to, you know, answer the best way I can with the, you know, gift that God has given me so I can make sure I take care of my ladies and gentlemen. And we can talk about love, romance, and money, finance, business, court, legalities, you know, baby daddy drama, you know, the whole nine yards. I welcome callers to give me confirmation as things fall and manifest. I welcome that. It makes me feel good because, you know, they're, you know, gutsy enough to get on air worldwide and let the world hear their confirmation. And I'm going to tell you something. It's cold outside. I don't know. I know I got callers all over the country and the world, but I'm here in Michigan and it is cold, okay? And on top of it being cold, we in a Mercury retrograde, okay? Now, let me tell you something. we got into this Mercury retrograde the 21st of January, and we're not leaving until February the 11th. This here Mercury retrograde has been kicking my butt, my booty, okay? Usually I can pray on top of it, and I might get bit a little tiny bit, or it just might just go over, you know, it just might, like, leave me. Now, honey, I'm about to box fight, catch a case, cut somebody. I'm telling you, honey, the Mercury retrograde is not doing well with your Tana Lanza, but I'm trying to keep it moving. I've been in the ER, honey, been in urgent care, okay? But, hey, they can't keep a good girl down, so I'm coming back at you today live, and we're going to have fun, and I'm going to do these readings with a different flavor, and how to say, I'm not your mama, your aunt's reader, not traditional, okay? We could have it with a full flavor, and I'll put some salt and pepper and some hot sauce on the greens and then on the reading, but I keeps it real. I keeps it raw dog and real, and I like to have fun, and we're going to have a little party. I'm going to have y'all laughing and joking like I do. And, hey, we're just going to keep it moving. And I hope to hear from you all again, or you call and you're welcome to listen to the show. You're more than welcome, and I welcome you to do that February the 20th, which is going to be the third Friday in February, since I'm on the first and the third Friday from 7 p. to 8 p., one-hour show Eastern time. Okay, so what I want to say is, I cannot wait for the Mercury retrograde. But then this year we're going to also be having a Venus retrograde. So that's over love, romance, relationships, and parties, gatherings, get-together, events. Oh, so that's going to be 6 weeks because, you know, that comes around and rolls around once every 18 months. 18 months, I think it's either 16 months or either 18 months, one of the two. But it lasts 6 weeks. So then a lot of my girls and guys talk about dumping each other, getting divorced, breaking up, weddings off, you know, like that. So I'm not looking forward for that, you know, to that at all. But let me see, what else has been going on since the last show? Got a lot of confirmations. People have called me. They text me. They email me. Because some people, like, don't want to get on the radio. They're a little too shy, you know, which I understand that, and I'm not mad at them. The other thing that's been going on is I was thinking about getting on a new venue as well and broadening my horizon. So I got a lot of projects I'm working on, and I am going to be letting you know as those projects get finished and get completed so that I can share them with you, because you're going to be seeing more of your Tana out there in the media. Okay, and I've had some callers, and I've had some clients to ask me, will I do predictions, like monthly predictions? And so they says, well, can you add that in your show for, like, you know, next month? What do you see? It's going to be jumping off next month. And I'm like, okay, so I might do like two tarot cards to say, you know, what's going to be jumping off next month. What I know, like, some readers, they like will identify different tarot card pulls with the, or the tarot card spreads with the zodiac sign. So they'll do a spread every month for Gemini, you know, then Cancer, you know, Virgo, Leo, you know, the fire sign, water sign, air sign, earth sign, you know, like that. So you know, they asked me to do that. Now, that's going to take a little bit of time, but I might end up pulling, like, maybe two cards per sign, you know, in the, you know, looking at the different time and how much I got to read. You know, I don't want to be, you know, stepping on toes, because I already step on toes, they're telling me, you know. But in the interest of time, I guess I can do that, and I'll start that the 20th. I'll pull two cards, and we'll go down the line and do all 12 zodiac signs, and I can tell you what to look forward to for the following month. Okay, so I can so do that. I can hang with that. And so without further ado, I am going to get to my first caller, and looks like this is my girl Tara calling from Mississippi, wanting to give me a confirmation. Ooh, I love confirmation. And she wants to speak on love. So now I am going to switch to my girl Tara in Mississippi.
Hey,
hello,
Tana.
Tara. Hey, how you doing?
Hi,
darling? Thank you for calling the show. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having the show.
Hey, thanks. I love it. How you doing, darling?
Good. Well, I actually called in to give confirmation. Well, you've done private readings for me, and you said the person I was interested in, it would start heating up in February. Well,
oh,
it
okay.
has.
Oh, beautiful. I love it because when I read, I'll be forgetting what I tell people because I read so many people. I'll be forgetting, so I'm glad you reminded me and telling me. Thank you.
So it has heated up. Good. Good, good, good.
Yeah. They've actually
nice and juicy.
Really started to flirt.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah. So it's
well,
it's
I am glad
better.
To hear that. Well, you're going to be really smiling. Oh, you have not seen anything yet, honey. You think you're smiling now. I see SP and then I see SU with a big, big heart, like a shaped heart. I'm looking at spirit here. And I see a big shaped heart, smiling, sun, and travel. So things are going to be heating up as the spring goes because I see SP spirits giving me, and I'm seeing flowers kind of come out the ground and start blooming, trees getting leaves on. That's how spirit tells me the spring. And then summer I see like beach.
Yay.
I see children and stuff. So I see that in the summer you will be coupled. Okay.
Yay.
So you're going to be growing together, getting closer and closer. And then by the summertime, you will be officially, yes, I'm saying it, a couple. And I see TR, so you're going to have travel. So you will be traveling out of the state. You're going to be spending a lot of time together. And
yeah.
I see out of state, meaning that I saw, like, destination places. So I'm seeing a beach and somebody's beach, so I don't know. It looks, it could be Florida. It could be the Caribbean island or something. But I'm seeing you go to destination spots. I'm seeing a bikini. But I say, you're going to wait. I thought this is what you're saying, Tyra. Wait. No, let me get my shorts and plaid these shorts on. You're going to be trying to get shy on me now, okay? But you are bringing your swimsuit, okay? And I saw you going to romantic dinners. And I saw the person you're going to be getting with. Oh, they're very generous, very kind, very loving. They're going to just jump in, honey. They're going to be all in with both feet, honey, and both hands. So they're going to be giving you a lot of gifts. They're going to be gifting you, okay?
So I had a question, like Valentine's Day is coming up. And, well, today she was really flirting with me by the elevator. I don't know if you pick up on that. Do you see her doing anything like Valentine's Day, like maybe reaching out or anything?
Yes, I do. I saw her wanting to, like, surprise you, okay?
Yeah.
I saw her want to surprise you. So I saw her buying something, but I saw her making something as well. So is it a cake, Tana? I saw something like with a card. Or I saw something like a craft something, so I don't know if it's a card with the glitter on there or whatever, but I saw her surprise you. But now, wait a minute, not Tara. When she gives us, you know, say surprise, we're going to be surprised. Wink, 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 okay? And so I did see her say something, and she's going to say something about let's hang out for coffee. So I saw her wanting to say something like go for coffee or go for tea or something like that.
You had said that before. That would be another confirmation because you said that before about coffee. And she has mentioned
that. Oh,
and
she did say that about coffee.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. Well, thank you for that confirmation. Well, she's going to coffee you to death. Now, I ain't going to say coffee you like 800 times, but she's going to want to take you to coffee again. Or except this time it's going to be dessert and coffee. Then I saw her wanting to do a nighttime dinner, okay, at a restaurant. Then I saw her wanting to dance. She's very, very active. I don't know. She's like feeling a new life coming out of her, like this energy, you know, a different type of life. So she's going to want to dance, and she's going to fall in love pretty, pretty quick. Okay, I want to tell you that. Very, very quick.
Okay.
you're going to have fun. It's something with her and flowers. I don't know what this is, if she's going to be giving you flowers or she just likes flowers, but I keep seeing flowers with her, and she likes flowers. And you're even making her get on a diet. She want to impress you, so she's even getting on a diet, girl, to lose weight for you. I've seen it. Yeah, she want to keep her girlish figure. The other thing is I do see you being very, very happy. Now, question. I'm going to tell you what I see, but I want you to tell me because I'm human. I could be wrong. I saw another situation work out good, okay, you know, with a certain ornament, you know, that
ornament?
Was lost but got found. I saw that worked out okay.
Yes, it did. I did
okay.
What you told me to.
Okay, because I know I didn't talk to you after that, but my spirit said everything was smooth sailing, everything was A-okay, and I just wanted to ask, did it, because my spirit said it don't mean it happened, but I wanted to ask if my spirit was right when it said smooth sailing, A-okay afterward.
Yes, I did what you told me to, and nothing's come up about it, so I just hope it just goes away.
No, it went away, because if it was going to go, you would have heard about it a long time ago, like right then and there, boom, bam, boom. You know, you would have seen the fireworks and everything, but everything is smooth sailing. Oh, I think
yes,
my spirit
and I
said
thank
that,
you so
but I wanted
much
to
for
ask.
That.
Okay, my spirit says ask her, because I'm like, well, wait a minute, spirit, I know the answer. Spirit was like, no, ask her, so you can, you know, see if we're right on cue. And so, yes,
yay.
Spirit was right on cue. Hello, I love
yes.
it. And but no,
you're
you got a lot to
right
look forward
key.
To. Well, thank you, I appreciate that. Well, no, you got a lot of things to look forward to, and I just see really good things in your future. 2015 is going to be a good year for you.
Thank you, and I look forward to all your new stuff and your shows.
Hey, thank you, and I'm going to let you know my new projects as I finish them, because I want y'all to support me some more, because I love talking with you and conversing and giving, hey, the confirmations, that speaks volumes to me, you know?
Yeah, you're awesome. I wanted to get on air and do it. So.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much. Well, thank you, and stay with us now. I want to tell you thank you for calling in and giving me confirmation, and stay with us. I'm going to go to my next caller, which is Sophie, and she is from California, so I am going to go to Sophie.
Hi, Tana.
Hello, Sophie.
You
hey,
know,
how you
I
doing,
sent
Sophie?
You.
How
an...
you doing?
I'm great. It's good to hear your voice. I was going to ask you about it. Yeah. Oh, my pleasure. I was like, is she going to talk about Mercury retrograde? I was so glad she did.
Oh, really? You like to hear about that? Well, yeah. Oh, honey,
yeah.
It's kicking my butt. But yeah, we're going to be in until February 11th. I'm counting the days and the hours, Sophie. Okay.
It's around the corner. It's around
thank
the corner.
God. Yes, but it says
and you know
attorney,
I emailed you once to confirm something that you, I asked you about a gentleman that I've known, and you told me what you saw with him, and it was something that you didn't know at the time you gave me that information that I had dreamt that the same information you gave me. I had dreamt was what was going on. And
what?
So, yeah, so I wanted to just give that confirmation on the air because I was like, oh, my gosh, she's like telling me the dream I had. Okay.
Wow.
So let's, you know, I don't know when it's going to come to pass, but, man, you told me the dream verbatim. It was like, this is incredible stuff. So, yeah, totally. I went back because I wrote the dream down. I write certain dreams down when they feel real, like I'm in it, and it's like I feel like it's really happening and that dream is telling me something. Because I've had some premonition dreams or precognitive dreams, and I wrote that dream down. And when I asked you about this guy, you told me exactly what I got in the dream. So I was like, there's no, you know, how did Tana do that? You know?
Wow. Get out. Well, you know what, though? It makes me feel good that you thought about me, you know, to call me back because there's good stuff. You have the gift. If you meditate for me, 5 minutes to 15 minutes waking up, when you, you know, you can be in the bed still waking up. And if you can do that for me 15 minutes before bed, your gift is going to get stronger.
Okay.
I'm an avid believer in meditation, and if you want to meditate, there are some YouTube meditations, 15 minutes to get relaxed, things like that, and it helps you get grounded and get your foundation there, get your base, and that helps me. I meditate, and I can go in zone and go in spirit and target and just hit this. So you're talking about getting some really dead-on dreams. And something else I want to tell you, too, because you know how sometimes we can dream things and it's so fresh. And then when we get ready to write it down, our brains and our memory is much faster than our fingers, right? So sometimes we, like, when we're trying to hurry up and write, we'll forget something, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Well, what I would love for you to do, and this is thank God for technology, you know how you have your recorder on your phone?
Yes.
And you got the, like, voice memo on your Android or your iPhone.
Yes, I have a little digital one. It's a marvelous machine.
Oh,
it's really,
cool.
Like, you can stick it in your pocket, Yeah, it's made by Olympia. And I got it for school, like when I went to lectures. And if I felt tired that day, I would just turn it on to make sure I didn't miss anything. And so, yeah, I could talk in that, definitely.
Yeah, what I want you to do is when you wake up and it's so fresh, if it's a nightmare, if it is a dream, I want you to wake up. This is what I dreamed today is February the 6th, Friday, 2015. And then that way you won't have to write it down or transcribe it. I want you to start, you know, get your machine there and say your dream. It might be 15 minutes. It might be 5. Date it, and then go to the next one. Because you're going to end up remembering more, and you're going to have more detail versus you writing. Not that you got a bad memory. Nobody around here got, you know, Alzheimer's. But what I'm saying is it's so much faster and easier and vivid than writing it down. Because, you know, if you say, my dream was an hour, you're going to forget some stuff in detail when you try to write it down. Now, the other thing I was going to say, you're going to start having visions when you wash the dishes. You're going to start having visions and premonitions. I want you to hit the Olympia and start recording those too. And you're going to start seeing this stuff transpire. You're going to start seeing this work itself out in your waking, walking hours.
Okay.
That's what I want to tell you. And
that's
then
awesome.
But and it says here, is the attorney someone she can work with?
I'm going to talk with this woman, and I wondered if she was going to say, yes, I'll work with you. I tend to, so far what I hear and I read, I tend to like her, but I don't know if she'll say yes to my situation.
Okay, I can still answer that. I like her. I like her personality. She looks good on paper. Can I just tell you this? But it seems like I'm seeing her undecided. But she's looking at more of a yes, I want to go there type of vibe. So it's looking more favorable. But I see she's nervous about something. It's something she's concerned with and she's apprehensive about, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's something around a company. So not you at all, but it's something with a gentleman. Can I just, it's a little itchy. She's concerned that she's not feeling something with that. And that's the only thing that I would see if she was to say no. It looks like she's going to want more time to make her decision, though, because whatever this guy is, she's not feeling this. And she's like, this guy that's making her feel uncomfortable or whatever she heard about or whatever she's feeling negative about, that would be the key factor that would make or break her saying yes. Okay. But so what we would do if I were you, I would, hey, how you doing, Tina? This is just me, Sophie, calling and say, hey, you know, you were on my mind. I just want to say, hey, how you doing? Not, you know, begging her or harassing her, but just put yourself on the mind. Whatever you decide, I support you, darling, you know, so that way she'll go, wow, that Sophie is so cool. And where she's apprehensive about some gentleman or something, she's going to put that on the back burner because she knows you got her back. And it will come out later what she's apprehensive about with this gentleman, and she knows you got this, so she can go and say, yeah, because it won't be a problem me coming in the door because Sophie's going to take care of this. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I want her to see you more than anything. You see what I'm saying? Because some other person she's very concerned and apprehensive about. But if you just put in that good vibe, hey, how you doing, girl? You know, I just wanted to let you know, whatever you decide, you know, it's cool, you know, or however you want to put it, or, you know, I'm so glad you interviewed, or however you want to say it, and whatever you need, if you need anything, just give me a call. I'm available. And then you can go ahead and hang up. So, 2-minute conversation, and then you're good to go.
Okay. It's a case, and so she has to hear all the details. But you know, I'm a good record keeper, but that's not even I don't even know that, you know, she doesn't work alone, but I would say she's popular.
Yes, she is. But she's very apprehensive about someone she's not feeling, and she's like, well, I don't like this person, so I want to say no. But when Sophie comes and says, hey, honey, and you go put that good vibe in, and don't forget when you call her or email or text her, before you do this, I want you with that chocolate oil on. Okay? I want you with that chocolate oil on. And that way you get special favor, and she's going to show enough, say, yeah, just like you want her to. Okay.
Okay.
Chocolate oil. And if you don't have chocolate oil, we can get some. What did this one lady tell me? And she was like, well, I'm down here, and she was like in Georgia. They didn't have the chocolate oil. So I said, she says, what can I do? I got it, but right now, to this job interview. So it's when you want somebody to give you a favor, a job interview, first day, whenever an interviewer, whenever you want to favor. You know, you're in front of the board at the SSI commission, or workman's comp, or you know, unemployment. You know. FEMA, whenever you're trying to get a favorable impression, you want the chocolate
yes.
oil. And what she asked me, because I told her to go to the store, get a candy bar, melt it down in a microwave, and put a little bit on it, you know. She said, well, my daughter says, can I go to get the Hershey liquid, you know, the Hershey squeeze bottle deal?
Oh, yeah.
And, she put two drops in something like a little ceramic dish in a microwave, put it on her neck. Like cologne, dap, dap. Of course, she rubbed it in so you can't see. Went to the interview, she got that job. So
okay. And I love chocolate, so I'm a chocolate lover.
Well, before you call her, cut two drops of that chocolate. You know, we'll melt it. And then, you know, if you says, well, I'm not carrying no Hershey's bottle of work, get the candy bar, melt it, you know, do it in the microwave, and then dot,
mm-hmm.
dot on you and dot, dot on the phone before you call her if it's the email.
Yes.
On the computer,
yes.
dot, dot on the computer if you're going to email her. And then it's a done deal. She's going to say yes.
Okay. Hey, I have nothing to lose and everything to gain if I do it, right? So,
oh, yeah,
absolutely.
That's right. You'll be calling me, give me another confirmation. Talking about, so what you got with us, Tana?
Bless you, Tana. I really do appreciate it. And I definitely will let you know.
Okay, for sure. And I want to thank you again for calling. I really appreciate you for the confirmation and calling and supporting the show.
My pleasure.
Okay, have a good one.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, and the next caller is Karen from Boston, who has a question about relationships. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. How you doing today, darling?
I'm good, honey. I'm good. My question
is... Well, thank you for calling and supporting the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. My question is regards to me having a relationship, and do you see one for me in 2015?
Yes, I do see a relationship coming. Part of you is ready, and part of
yes.
you is not. I
yes.
do see you've been through a lot, and you, Tad, honey, you sound like you didn't just walk 20 miles on this phone, okay? You've been through a lot.
Yes.
I know Mercury Retrograde has tore all of us up a little bit there. But what
yes.
I was going to say, I want your vibration higher so we can draw a good person to us on a high vibration, because I'm going to tell you what I mean by that.
Okay.
If we have a lower vibration, if mm-hmm. our vibration or our energy or our consciousness is low, okay,
mm-hmm.
Then we're going to draw a person to us that has a low consciousness or vibration or energy, which means that's
mm-hmm.
trouble, okay?
Okay.
So I want you to get that vibration up. I want us to get mm-hmm. happy, comedies. I don't care what we got to do to get that upbeat attitude, positive upbeat. And then
yes.
that way, you're going to be drawing a guy or whatever on the same frequency as you. Because we want
right.
somebody that's going to be doing good, going places, making money, and spoiling
right.
you too. Yeah, am I right?
Yes.
I do see a person. I've seen some people want to come around you, but you didn't see them because you were preoccupied, okay? So I do see some people around, but you're like, well, you had other things on your mind. Now
right.
we're going to start getting more cognizant, and we're going to start paying attention to our surroundings.
Yes.
And
yes.
I do see a guy wanting to come around March. I
Ooh.
See a guy. He didn't look like he was in the neighborhood. I saw you out, so I don't know if you're at the store or groceries or at the pharmacy. I saw him being there because he's in line. And
okay.
I saw him look at you. He's staring at you. He's scared of you because he's like, oh, is she approachable? Is she available? You know, he's going to be scared.
Really?
He's not going to be a pervert. He ain't going to be the pervert now, you know. But you're going to catch him checking you out. I see him being medium build.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say he looks between 5'7" and 5'10" to me.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like I see a little bit of facial hair. He is a working man. I see him working outside. So
Ooh.
I don't know if he's a construction worker or a welder. So he outside. I see him bringing in about $1,500 a week.
Ooh.
He does have two or three kids, but I see him divorced, okay?
Okay.
Now, his kids look about 13, 15, or like 17, okay?
Okay.
Somebody's going to go to college. And he's lonesome. He don't date. He go to work. he has a beer with his friends, you know, two or three times a month at the bar.
Uh-huh.
But he's like, nobody wants me. I'm by myself, and, you know, I got drama. He don't have drama, but his self-esteem is a little low. But he's looking for that girl to spoil and take care of. Can I just tell you that? He's looking for that girl to take care of and spoil. He'll go out. You want to go to the movies? He's your guy. You want to go to dinner? He's your guy. He's shy. He's quiet. He don't talk that much. I see him having salt and pepper hair, but more pepper than salt, okay?
Ooh.
I'm seeing he looks between, I don't know if he's between, like, 47 and 57. I know that's a big gap. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
He's very, very nice. He know what to do in the bed, too, you know.
Okay,
we wouldn't be shortchanging on that department, you know, because we sent him back. We sent him back to the show for a refund. Anyway, getting back to you, he know what to do, and he is one that is going to say, he going to fall in love kind of quick, but not to scare you. He'll date you a year, year and a half, whatever you want, and then he's going to want marriage. Hey, you know, can we take this another level? Can we go up another notch? He's going to want marriage. I did see you meeting two more guys outside of him, like June, July-ish. You're going to go out with them. I did see you go out with them. But I saw you're going to really like Mr. Marchman the best. But you're going to have him as a friend, and then the two in June, July, going to want to get your attention and knock you away from Mr. March. And they're going to be trying to bap each other's attention. You know what I'm saying? Trying to secure
them. Wow.
You're going to have fun. I did see some money that was missing that you're going to be finding and getting in, it looks like close to August. It's some money that we was owed and some money that was taken away. I saw this money coming to you in August, so I wanted to tell you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Taxes or anything? Or
from a job or something. Huh?
Wow. From, really?
Yeah.
Well, how was the money coming to me?
It looks like I saw it wanted to come to you around August. So, like, before August. So I want to say, like, the end of July. That should be the latest, because I saw August, and you would have it before the fall, autumn. So I'm seeing September, and I see the leaves turning and falling. So it would be before that, you know.
Why is money coming to me?
It's money that was owed to you. I saw, like, owed from a job or a settlement. And I saw that they debated whoever this was, and it was a delay. You're going to get the money 2015. That's what I want to tell you.
Wow.
Okay.
Would be a lot of money?
You call us. No, it's not borrowed money. It's going to be money that's owed to you. It looks like I saw a job or a lawsuit or something like that. So it's not
really
a person that you borrowed. It's something else on that nature. But, hey, I want you to call us and let us know now. You ain't got to go.
I will.
Your confirmation, because you're going to be smiling when you get this. It's going to come out of a blue. And you're going to get a letter. I think you might get a call, too, but I saw the letter for sure. You're going to get a letter in the mail. Okay,
wow.
Darling?
All right, honey. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. I really appreciate you.
Thank you for supporting the show. Absolutely.
Okay.
Many blessings.
All right. Okay, baby. And I'm going to now send it over to my Annette.
Well, we appreciate it, Dana. We appreciate you. We appreciate everybody that's calling in and enjoying the program this evening. We are live here on the 6th day of February, 2015, blogtalkradio.com, the mind-blowing Tana Alonza Show. And we do invite you to follow this program by going to Blog Talk and signing up for your updates so you can stay right in step with the woman who is not your mama's psychic. She is somebody who is known internationally. You can find her all over the World Wide Web on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, even LinkedIn for some of you that are hanging out on LinkedIn. You can also go to her website, which is TanaAlonza.com. You can find out how to book her for a private session, how to book her for a private party, how to get those detailed private readings that make people call up and give confirmation like you just heard here tonight. That's right. TanaAlonza.com is where you want to go to make sure that you connect with our girl Tana so that you can also find out all the other wonderful things she does. She teaches classes. She offers education on so many different subjects that we couldn't possibly give you everything here in just 1 hour, which, by the way, that 1 hour that Tana is live here on the radio is the first and third Friday of each month from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern, which means the next time we're live is February 20th, 2015. That's right, February 20th, 2015. You're going to join us right here again, live on Blog Talk Radio, for the mind-blowing Tana Alonza Show. And we're going to give you that number for you to call her and schedule a private reading. It's 586-944-9289. 586-944-9289 is the number you're going to call for a private reading. You're going to go and find her on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. You're going to check out the website, TanaAlonza.com, and follow this program on blogtalkradio.com/ The Mind Blowing Tana Alonza Show. And then when she comes on live the first and third Friday of each month at 7 p.m. Eastern, you're going to dial in, you're going to get in the queue, and oh, honey, we got some people in the queue tonight. Mm-hmm. And you're going to line yourself up so that you can get yourself your mini reading from the one and only, that's right, the mind-blowing Tana Alonza. And our girl Tana Alonza is in the house.
Well, hello, everybody. This is your girl Tana having fun in the sun. Well, the sun in my house, sort of like with this lamp, this sun lamp here, okay? Because it's sure enough cold over here in Michigan, okay? Okay, what I'm going to be doing is the next caller is, let me see, who is this here? Let me see if my peepers, my glasses I'm wearing, is going to work pretty good. Okay, this is Candace in Louisiana wanting to know what's up in 2015.
Hi.
Hello, Candace.
Hi, Tana.
How you doing?
How are you?
Pretty good in yourself, darling?
I am wonderful. I'm wonderful.
Well, thank you for calling and supporting the show. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Hey, my pleasure. So you want to know what's going on with Candace in 2015, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. We're going to get that energy up in you, too. Now, we're going to get that vibration high and that consciousness high. Okay, so we're going to get you, we need some B12. Do you hear that, Candace?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes,
we're going to get some B12 now. Okay, what I do pick up is it's going to be a lot of change. I saw a lot of stagnant energy that was kind of just laying around before. And even though you might not believe it, this is going to be a year of change for you, and it's going to be a year where things are going to start moving upward and onward, okay? So you said you're ready for that, right? I hear you.
Yep.
You're going to see a lot of changes. But the thing is, you said, I want this. I'm ready for this. I am waiting for this. It's going to change. Multiple things are going to change everywhere.
Mm.
And it might change at the same time. You're going to go, wait a minute, hold on, wait. It's too much going on. So the one that's going, wait a minute, is something going to break and move? It's like moving like molasses, honey. Here, it's going to start moving, and everything you think you know is going to be changing. And the situation is going to be changeable. So I've seen, like, a different job, or an additional job. So I'm seeing a different job, scenery, environment, atmosphere. I'm seeing clothing, people around, cars, a different block. If you say, well, I ain't planning on moving, but you might be with your girlfriend, and this is house, but I see another environment. I see so many different new changes coming far as, like, your environment, honey, all the way down to your fingernail polish. So if you say, well, I don't do dark colors, I do light colors, you're going to be doing dark colors. Everything's going to be radically changed this year, okay?
Okay.
Then you got the girl gonna fall in love. I keep seeing deep love. Now this looks to me like around fall. I keep seeing November, October, because I'm seeing Halloween. Now I'm not saying you gonna wait till the end of the year. I do see people coming around you. I see you going out, but I saw you tossing some of the fish back into the water that's not working out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw you really snag you a good one. That's going to be, looks like fall. And that can be, if you wanted to, long term. And I'm laughing at you because you look like you are really, really checking this person out. You are doing your background check. You listen to everything they say, which is good. You're making sure they're not selling you any wooden nickels, okay? You're looking for any discrepancies in their wording. And you're making sure they ain't lying. It's funny. It's sick on you. And you're making sure they can go ahead and help you out. They're not just there for the show, okay? You're making sure they can help you where it counts the best, you know? And I didn't see you get on the nerve. I got a lot of girls who finally get the guy, and they worrying the hell out of him, okay? Worrying, you're not worrying him. You're not bothering him. Y'all getting along. Y'all compatible. And he going to be so in love. I seen him. He's a jokester. He's going to be telling a lot of jokes. He's going to make you laugh, okay?
Oh, okay.
You're going to have a lot of fun with this guy. You're going to have a lot of fun. Now, it looks like I do see him. He's one of them that's he don't let things bother him. He don't get uptight. But I see something with him in cars. I want you to be careful. If you got to get in this car for a date, you wear you a seatbelt, because I keep seeing a lot of crashes. I'm not just saying, you know, like, what? This man, like, he's in a lot of damn crashes. So I don't know if he don't even, he might not know how to drive like he does. So you might tell him you're going to meet him at the restaurant or at the play or at the show. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's something with him and his vibe with driving, okay? So, but he's going to be like, no, I'm fine. But you're going to be like, how many wrecks you get in this year? He's going to say, oh, 13.
Oh, wow.
I do see
is he older or younger?
I'm sorry?
Is he older or younger?
He looks like he could be 2 or 3 years older than you. He looks like he's nice. I like his teeth. He got some really pretty teeth. His teeth are so gorgeous and white and shiny. They don't look real. They look like they false teeth, you know. He looks like he has false chocolate in his face. But and I see he might have dimples. Nice looking, and he's just a life of the party. He do not let any grass grow under his feet. He won that. He's going on the move a lot. He's always into something. He's going, he's fishing, he wanting to go here, go there, baseball. I mean, you'll never be bored with this guy. But his attention would go, he would help you with your needs. So if you're like, well, hey, I don't do sports. I want to go to this here trade show. He's versatile. Whatever you want, he got you. I seen that you're going to be looking at getting another avenue of money coming, especially around, I'm seeing MM, so March, between March and May of this year, because I'm seeing MM, I see you're going to be looking to make some more money, get some more, you know, like supplemental income or something, okay? I see that's going to work out good. And I saw you, like, letting a friend or a sister know, hey, you know, I want to get some more cheddar. I want to make about 200 to 500 more per week. I want to do some things. I saw this person, this female that you're talking to, is going to say, what you want? Well, I want to make between $200 and $400 a week. More.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say, guess what? You can do blah, blah, blah. They're going to hook you up with this money-making opportunity. Did you know this? So when you say it, they're going to say, well, oh, you should have said something. Let me make a phone call. Boom, you're going to be making the money right then and there. And guess what you're going to be doing? Paying off some things, some old debt, then you're going to be buying some clothes.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
So
that's
I do see things. You're going to be repairing a lot of things, too. I see, you know, a vehicle around the house. You're going to be doing a lot of repairs, you know, getting things together that was kind of going by the wayside. I see you whipping that hair, girl. You got the nerve to get some color. I see some color there. I don't know. It looks like it's a brownish type of something there, but I see you doing a little something. I see a makeover. I see this year doing very, very well for you.
That's good, because I really need one. Definitely need one.
It's going to come. Mm-hmm. You're going to be joking and laughing. And I think you're even going to be going to a couple of comedy clubs with a man, you know?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I think you're going to be even going to a couple of comedy clubs with a man on your date, you know?
Is he tall or is he short? Or?
He looked to me like he wasn't really, really, really tall. He looked like to me he was like mid height. I want to say he didn't look taller than 5'8" to me.
Oh my God! I have a good feeling. I know he wears glasses.
I don't really see glasses. If he does wear them, he don't wear them that much because he likes to wear contact lens.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm talking
about? I have a good. He's actually is my best friend. We do like each other. And we've both taken things, but we've both been through a lot of crap.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I did not expect that. Wow. Yeah, he's been through a lot of crap. He was engaged, and this girl, she ended up having a baby by one of his closest friends, getting pregnant, and being with him.
Yes.
Well, you know, he's a good sport, he's a good character, and he has a lot of bounce-back power. So I like it because he's not a mopey guy that's like depressed for 8,000 years. He can bounce back and get with the best of him. That's what I like about his personality.
He's an entrepreneur. He works a lot. He's business minded. Yeah, he has his own business.
Money. And he's very generous to a fault sometimes too.
Yeah, he's the sweetest guy I ever met in my life. He has literally got my dreams. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I've already half done it for him.
Well, look forward
wow.
to a good 2015 because money, men, fun, spending, health is gonna be good. Now I do want you to know something real quick before I switch to another caller. I did see something with you in your stomach in the summertime. I saw you gonna get brazen, real brave, and say, "Let me try this." You're going to want to introduce yourself to some new foods. Now, this looks like it might be hot or something or spicy. You don't usually eat this. Now, the thing is, I don't want you getting so brazen because you might be on an island talking about, let me try this new exotic dish. No, no, no. Because now, if it's sweet, I didn't see nothing wrong. But I see something might be spicy or hot. It's going to have your stomach in jumbles to the point where when you come back to your state, you would have to see a gastroenterologist, a stomach doctor, okay? And get on the Zantac or whatever. Leave it go. If they say try this, it's real hot. Try this. Nope. Tell them no, because you don't have problems with your stomach. Okay. Other than that, I didn't see nothing wrong. But if you won't have no problems, if you tell them no, okay.
Yeah. I've been trying to really eat healthier and take care of my body now more than anything, because 4 weeks ago I went on the first date with him, my good friend, and his name starts with an M, isn't it? His name
well,
is his
I see
name.
You drinking more water. I see you drinking more water and your skin clearing and everything, and you're going to do good. I've seen inches being lost. But only thing I was concerned about is I saw that June or July, you're going on this exotic trip, and they're going to want you to try this new exotic dish, and it would bother you for 2 months if you didn't listen to me. So please think of me and see my face when, you know, they want you to eat this hot, fiery, spicy something.
No, Lord, because I love spicy food. Now I got to watch what I eat because now you got to worry now.
So you better stop now. Well, I want to say thank you so much for calling.
Thank
I really
you,
appreciate
Paul.
You. And keep us posted now because you're going to be giving me confirmation, honey.
Oh, wow. He's finally
okay.
going to step it up, huh? He's finally going to step it up. Wow.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, baby. I really enjoyed it and had a great time with you. Well,
thank
I'm going to sign on off and get to, what is it here? Kathleen in Massachusetts. Okay, then, darling.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Kathleen. How you doing, sweetie?
Good. Well, first of all, I have a confirmation for you. I had a private reading with you. And
okay.
My son was coming home from college for Christmas, and you told me that the first thing that would be coming out of his mouth is finances. He's broke, he's broke, he's broke.
Oh, Lord, he sure
That's
is.
All I heard, and there's nothing I can do to help him. So,
but right,
my
right.
question is, so that was right on. My question is, I'm on disability. I'm only making $800 a month. I've been on it for about 10 years. They don't know. They're reevaluating me. I filled out tons of paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And part of my disability is panic attacks, driving on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
I have a real hard time, anxiety. And they want to send me to one of their psychologists/psychiatrists to see if I can still stay on it. And I want to know what you got.
Well, are you ready to laugh, my Kathleen? Are you ready to laugh? And I'm going to have you jot this down with some paper and pen. I either have you a recording device to record this because I need you to remember this. What's going on is a lot of fraud has been happening with the, you know, Social Security, okay?
Yeah.
So now they're looking for ways to just kick people off. And the reason why they want you to go to their doctor is for their doctor to say you A-OK, A-plus, pristine health, nothing's wrong with her, get her off, right?
Mm-hmm.
What you need is to be going to your doctor consistently. Don't be like, oh, I ain't been there since 1902. You got to be consistent.
Oh, I go every 3 months. I have a regular appointment. But they asked me when was the last time I went to a psychologist. And to me, it's a bunch of bull crap. I'm sorry. That's my, you know, if you can desensitize me and take me out on the highway and have me not have panic attacks anymore, that'd be great. But these psychologists, they're not allowed to do that.
No, but hold on, hold on. Let me tell you this real quick. What I need you to do is, what they're looking for is consistency. So if we, you know, are sick, or if we are healing and we have health issues, what have you, mental, emotional, physical, what have you, what they're looking for is consistency. If we hurting, we got to go to the doctor every month or every 2 months, whatever our regular norm is. If we're not going, they look at it as not, it's not a problem. So what we got to do, we got to make appointments, and we got to go. If we, you say it ain't helping, girl, still I want them to see records that you going. And also, thing number two that you would need. Not only would you need to go to these different doctors. So just say if I had a broke leg and the arthritis set in and I was on SSI. Okay, I got to still go to that orthopedic doctor. And if he's prescribing me this medicine, that medicine, okay, and I'm having constant problems, I have to get this filled at the pharmacy every month. So
oh, I
do.
I'm so consistent. I'm on so many meds, and
right.
I see my primary every 3 months for checkup
right.
And what meds I need. It's just the counseling. I'm not going to anymore because, to me, it's a joke. So are they going to send me to one of their counselors?
Well, this is what I want you to do for me, okay? Because this is how I can tell you how to do this here. You got to start going. Even though we know it's a joke, that's okay, because what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to use that against you. Okay, so if one of the reasons you're supposed to be on that is because of panic attacks, they're going to say, well, you ain't going, so you ain't got no panic attack. So you might be like, yeah, I do have it, but I'm not going to see this doctor. They're like, you ain't got no problem, because if you had a problem, you would go see the doctor. So what we need to do, I'm just telling you what to do to keep it from being snatched
yes.
from away from you, okay? You need to go to that whatever, psychologist, whatever, and what you need to do is go and be consistent. Even though we don't agree with it, if I were you, I would start going and let him or her prescribe me something. Go get it.
I'm on medication. I've
right,
been on
I'm
it
saying,
for years.
You need to go to the doctor every month or every 2 months, because what they want to do is kick you off. You don't want to get off of it, so you need to go to every appointment that they tell you that you're supposed to go to with your own doctors, your specialty doctors, and your primary care
yeah.
physician. And you're supposed to tell that woman and that man that you still hurt. Nothing has changed in 10 years, okay? And you're supposed to have her still prescribe you your medicine. So even though you're on the medicines, you need the doctor visits too. If you don't have that paperwork, then it can be a problem. So the thing is, you got to start going to the doctor.
Well, the thing is, they want to send me to one of their own. So see it as a phone conversation over the phone?
No, they're going to want you to
go
in there. They want you to go in. They want you to go in, and they want to do a fully back. This the deal here, real quick, baby. They're going to want you to go and see this doctor. So this here doctor is working for them on their payroll.
Right.
Okay? They want that doctor to say not a darn thing is wrong with you and cut you off immediately. Do you hear what I'm saying, baby?
Yeah.
What you need to do so that won't happen is if she's saying ain't nothing wrong with you, you got to prove that something is wrong by going to that respiratory doctor, that pulmonologist, that cardiologist, that whatever was going, you know, you got to go consistently and have paperwork to back you up. If you don't have the paperwork, even though you're on medicine, you're not talking to a doctor to say, guess what, I'm hurting. They need to see in your case file chart, I'm hurting. And this doctor quoted this and said Miss Jones was hurting in January, December, November. So when he go to say it, ain't nothing wrong with you, there's nothing wrong with you, this documentation from five or six doctors saying she said this is wrong. So what you need to do, since they want to get you up off of it, I understand you don't, you know, believe in that other doctor, that you still have to go, because with their job and what they're trying to do now, because there's so many people on it and they want to kick people off, you got to play their game. You can go, but I would like you to have appointments with your doctors before you go to their doctor, so that you can have something documented in your case file, in your chart, And you got to be consistent with it, whether you believe in
okay,
this lady.
Okay, so I should see, is what you're saying, I should go back to counseling before they send me to their doctor?
Yes, and let them know that you've been having panic attacks and you didn't fell out there in the middle of the floor and you didn't know your name, because this has to be documented, because they
yeah,
need
no,
to see what do they
it's
need
a big
to
issue
pay?
For me.
Yeah.
I can't drive on highways.
Okay,
but
you see,
would
they
you think
that.
If I go to counseling and first of all, when do you think they're going to send me to one of their doctors?
They're going to try to send you to one of their doctors under 3 months. So what's this, in February, so March, April, May? Before May, they're going to want to send you, they're going to want to get you to their doctor. But then the thing is, you're going to have to make your appointment as soon as the 11th gets here.
Okay.
So, you know, where the February the 11th is when the Mercury goes retrograde, go direct, right? So you're going to have to, the 12th of February, start booking your counseling sessions and going to that these different doctors and telling them, you know, I need to see you, and you're going to start your complaints and tell them what, if they say, why are you here, Kathleen? Well, nothing has changed. But they need to
okay.
have a document in your case
that's
file.
A good,
so that,
that's a good suggestion, yeah.
Well, anyway, because the Social Security is going to ask you, they're going to ask your doctor to send them all your recent paperwork chart, and you want it to say that, you know, you don't go ahead and tell them, you know, what's going on. You're still continuing to have these issues, and it needs to be written down. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, if I go, will I be accepted still, do you think?
Sweetie.
If I go to counseling prior
okay,
to them sending me to one of their doctors.
What I need you to do, this is what I need you to do. I need you to make these appointments, okay?
Yeah.
If you got fact, evidence, and proof.
Yeah.
Okay, you with me so far? That you have multiple physical or emotional issues.
I do.
They cannot, well, they would not take you off. If you have nothing to substantiate or prove that there is a consistent and current health affliction and different afflictions, emotional, physical, they won't keep you on there. But you have to proactively get the documentation by going, not just the medicine, by going. If you do this, you will stay on there. If you do not, they will snatch you up off of that, and you won't have that income. Okay, Donna?
Okay, because they have colitis, too, and I'm going to a new doctor next week because I'm on a steroid
right.
for my colitis.
Right,
so that
right.
would be documented, too. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So you think it looks good then if I do that?
Well, it everything depends on you. If you start going
I'll
to all of these doctors and do it consistently, if you do the doctor's visits and appointment and
yep.
consistently tell them that nothing has changed, and
yep.
if you are still hurting, you're going to tell them you're still hurting. If you are not hurting, you don't say that. And then when you go consistently and have it documented, proof, fact, and evidence, and the medicine, then you will get a favorable verdict when that person saying that wrong, because they're going to ask for all of your records from all of your doctors, and
yes.
the doctors will have documentation. If you have nothing, you are going to get snatched up off of
no,
that.
No, I
so
go to all my doctors'
you there, darling.
No,
okay.
I go to all my appointments except I dropped counseling because I think it's a joke. But I will get
okay.
on it again.
Okay, darling. Well,
but
I want to say
thank you
I really
for the reading.
You, and, hey, my pleasure. And keep us posted. Let us know because you should have good news. If you take my lead and do what I told you, you'll have some good news for us. Okay, Kathleen? Okay, the next call is Sue in New York who has a question on her love life.
Yes. Hi. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Sue? Thank you for calling in and supporting the show. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I was wondering what you saw with my love life.
Okay. I do see some things going on right now where you've been very, very occupied, very busy, a lot going on. But I do see some things kind of like, you know, cool. You know how when you're busy and it's a lot going on and everything's being thrown at one time, things are going to kind of like mellow out and things are going to be improved. I'm seeing improvement. Spirit say improvement. That's what that's giving me, right? And I do see love life is going to be better. It could be better now, but it's going to improve, Spirit saying. And I'm seeing a different attitude. So someone's going to be having a different attitude and an upbeat attitude and more relaxed. I'm seeing a more relaxed personality is going to be coming into play.
You mean I'm going to meet somebody with a relaxed attitude?
You're going to be meeting a person, and you're going to be, like, calming down. A lot of stuff that's going on around you now is going to be calming down where you'll have the opportunity to, you know, meet someone. You're going to be meeting someone. It's going to be like, really, really nice and unexpected. And that's when you're going to be looking like, oh, wow, I got five people, you know, chasing me now. But it's like right now, a lot of energy. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
You know when?
It looks like I'm seeing within the next 3 or 4 weeks, but after the Mercury retrograde. Because, I mean, even though people are coming around now, you don't want to meet anybody now because it wouldn't last but a year. And I know, honey. Yeah, and
I'm supposed to go on a blind date on Tuesday.
I'm sorry?
Supposed to go on a blind date on Tuesday.
Can you hold off till like Thursday? Like, so for 2 days?
I could try.
Yeah, tell them something came up and you hurt yourself or something, and we'll lie a little bit. And then go on Thursday. Because, see, Wednesday is the Mercury retrograde is going direct. So let's try for Thursday.
And I liked a person for a long time, but I haven't heard from him in 7 weeks. Do you see him calling after retrograde?
It looks like it's going to be a little while. I didn't see him calling immediately, but it's going to be a while.
What's a while?
So what I did here looks like it's going to be maybe toward the summer.
Not till then.
Okay.
You mean?
They kind of got some things on their mind right now, so. Okay.
You mean they're not going to call from now to the summer?
Well, it's looking like that, and they could change their mind, because I'm only human, but right now they ain't feeling you right now. They want to wait till later. Okay, darling?
Well, if they're not feeling me now, why would they call in the summer?
Well, that's when they feel like calling, okay? When they want to call you, they're going to call you, you know, but you can, like, answer it or not, you know. Okay? Okay, then.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, honey. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to give it now to Annette.
And we are so grateful for everybody that's been calling into the program, enjoying everything that Tana's been able to share with you. And we know that there's a lot of people that have questions they still want to answer or want answered. Give Tana a call. Schedule that private reading, 586-944-9289, 586-944-9289, so that you can get your questions answered. Get yourself together. See what's going to happen after this Mercury retrograde, and the next live show here on Blog Talk Radio will be February 20th. That is the third Friday of the month, 7 to 8 p.m. You can call in and give us that confirmation. All the wonderful things that have been happening in your life, thanks to knowing the mind-blowing Tana Alonza.